Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and that means Mego will be with us at 9 to talk all things Celtics. And tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury. As the Bruins continue to struggle here and there, in the case of last night against the last place Buffalo Sabres. So we will talk to Mike Milbury tomorrow. Curtis had a report earlier out of Canada that should the Bruins be out of a playoff spot come trade deadline time, they would deal Brad Marchand to a contender. And so that is certainly something that we could talk to Mike Milbury about tomorrow morning. And
doesn't it reveal everything you need to know about Marchand, about how enraged he was at Keefe and how complacent he is with the team's poor play?
I mean, what do you mean by that? I mean,
I mean that he was more angry about a radio host report about a relationship he has than he is with the fact that the team just got boat raced by the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, I mean, I think there have been reports that, you know, morning skate or what have you, he's been loud and upset with the guys. And right. I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time calling him out.
But he's free to call this place out.
Yeah, but I think that was more personal to him. Yeah. Like, I think he got so upset because that was a personal, I'm not going to call it an attack, but it was about his personal life.
Yeah. Great players take their performance personally.
Isn't it also just an interesting coincidence that as soon as David Pastrnak is consistently playing on a line that doesn't have Brad Marchand on it, he plays the best hockey he's played all year? Is that just a coincidence?
Like that, you could make we can make the argument that there is some, you know, fire there. I would agree. I don't think Marchand is not upset and disappointed in his performance and the team's performance. I don't think he's a guy that's not saying something in that locker room. I don't think he's a guy that's not, you know, who wears that C and isn't vocal. I think he's doing all those things. I agree with you. A lot of players take things, you know, not a lot, but some players take, you know, get a little butt hurt when somebody says something on the, you know, radio or in the media, especially when it's like, you know, where they feel like, oh, it's a personal attack.
Yeah,
yeah, right. But if it's baseless, just be friends with the guy.
No, I mean, I think Marchand,
that's not who he is, though.
Yeah, like Marchand,
right, that's what I'm talking about. He has the ability to use things to perform different ways and to be the sort of emotional fire that this team needs. He's done it before. but he hasn't allowed the play to be what dictates his behavior. He's allowed some guy on the radio saying that he's not friends with David Pastrnak to do a 5-minute diatribe.
He's had some good games since then, so I don't really get that point. But if I'm David Pastrnak, or I'm sorry, if I'm Brad Marchand, and I am who I am in the city of Boston, I'd probably react quite similarly.
Yeah, I could.
A guy that's underachieved and only won once.
I could see a guy being a little bit disappointed when he has that and saying some things.
You know how many things were said about David Ortiz or Manny Ramirez or Tom Brady? Like, it's child's play in comparison. Mo Vaughn won the MVP and was booed out of a parking lot. Like, it's a little different.
Well, I don't know, like, when was there a report that Brady didn't like Gronk or didn't like his team or wasn't gonna throw the ball to Gronk?
Wasn't a good teammate.
To Gronk because...
Well, I don't remember that.
There's never been any of that. Like, so...
Oh, I thought you were saying that there was
one. No. I'm saying, like, with, like, Ortiz and... Yeah, there has been stuff off the field, but it's more performance-based where I think Keith Scoop, which I believe there's probably a little fire there, Scoop was that Marchand and Pasta don't... There's friction there. There's some type of issue there. And we haven't really... The last time I think we talked about that with players was probably Marcus Smart, Jalen Brown, the Jason Tatum relationship.
I find it funny the hockey fans that went after Keefe are silent about the play of the team. Like, it's really, you know, it's easy to go after a guy with a story, but if the team reacted to the play on the ice the way they reacted to that report, I think they'd be in a much different place right
also,
now.
Also, just for reference, Brad Marchand, over the last month, only has 7 points. 12 penalty minutes playing at a -6, whereas David Pastrnak has like 23 points.
Yeah, Pasta's completely turned it on.
Yeah, he's played awesome in the last month.
That's the broader issue, is they are a one-line hockey team.
Agreed.
Again.
Right.
So it's the roster. It's the retool that is necessary. And how do you get there? But we'll talk about all of that with Mike Milbury tomorrow. Shime, right now this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 603 texter says there was the Tom Brady... did not like Jimmy Garoppolo story, if you're looking for one.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. Did they talk about that?
Because I don't think he did like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was personal or... Uh-huh.
Fun fact, Tom Brady won every other Super Bowl from 2014 to 2021 after Jimmy G got drafted. Pretty wild.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, since we're talking about the Bruins, we can hear Coach Joe Sacco and his biggest issue with the loss last night to the Buffalo Sabres.
I guess just the way we managed the game tonight. Didn't like the way that we managed it. You know, you're going to make mistakes in hockey. They happen in the course of a game, but it's how we respond right after those mistakes. And I felt like tonight, be it, you know, turnovers in the offensive zone and then not coming back into our D zone and sorting out our coverage, some poor line changes, getting a couple of goals on the next shift, obviously not a good response. A couple of goals that we scored, they come out and they respond right away. We have to be better than that next shift. And so I would say game management probably was the most disappointing thing here tonight.
We were hoping to give up 3 hat tricks, but we only could give up 2. I mean,
yeah, I get him. You cut the lead to 4-2, and then what? Not even a minute later, you let a guy split the defense, and you know
he's not the problem. You've gone through three coaches in what, 3 years? Is that or 4 years? Monty, what did Monty have? A year and a half?
Was it a year?
Two years? 2 years and a month, basically.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be looking for a new one come this off season.
All right, what's next?
Well, let's switch over to the New England Patriots. Yesterday, on our WEEI Afternoons program.
What is that?
The afternoon show?
Oh, no, he wants you to play
the jingle
in the afternoon.
Ted Johnson talked about the Patriots dynasty and where he kind of puts Bill Belichick. This was in... How much percent he gives Bill Belichick for the dynasty?
Look, I respect Bill the coach, and I thought he was a phenomenal coach, and he was perfect for that team and that defense. And so I'd probably give him more credit for our success than maybe most people do. Oh. I think Bill was a huge reason we won those Super Bowls. You want me to chop it up?
Yeah.
I go 60, Brady. Are you ready for that? You're not going to like this.
No, I don't think
I'm going to love this.
30% others, 10% Bill.
That's Ted Johnson.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Did you just say 10% Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
10%
out of 100?
Let me ask you this. What other coach do you, how much credit do you give Andy Reid?
I think Andy Reid is on his way to being the greatest coach in the history of football.
So you give him
huge.
What I'm trying to say is, how many coaches would you give even 2%, 5%, 8% credit to for being the reason why you win or lose?
I mean, he said Bill Belichick was a huge part of it, mm-hmm. and then he gave him 10%.
Yeah,
right. That don't
that's
add
not
up.
A huge part of it.
That's like Shime's math when it comes to his gambling.
I'm going to do the Greg. That's a Super Bowl champion. That's a guy that played for Bill.
Does that
that's
math guy, make math?
I mean, I love Ted Johnson. Began his radio career on the old show on WAF. That's a guy who hates Bill Belichick. Well documented, Curtis. I think
who hated who first?
I would say the first three Super Bowls were more about Bill and what we did defensively and our ability to run the football. But Brady being...
Let me help you out here. Give us your percentage.
My percentage, I would probably go... I'd probably go like 60% or maybe 55 to Brady. And then Bill would obviously get the rest.
Oh,
Bill what about you? Rest.
Yeah, I mean,
None
I think
of the
it's,
others. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's we're kind of like in
like
the,
Dante Hightower doesn't get anything. For
no,
that
like we're
Falcon
part
Super
of
Bowl?
That. I think we're more like we're in the Bill 40%, isn't it, Bill? And then the rest of us kind of
no,
all.
It's not. It's not.
Well,
how
Ted broke it up as others.
Like you're not redoing the thing. He had so you have nothing going to the others. You have 55% Brady and 45% Bill.
I think when I say like Bill, I think that's him coaching us up to do the things that we're supposed to do. So
I would say this, Greg. NFL owners agree with Ted Johnson. Hard to argue.
Because aren't we in the other category? So, like, what? So, if it's, what do you say, 60% Brady?
Yeah.
So then it's all on Brady? Don't Brady throw the ball to the others?
Yes. Well, he gave 30% to the others.
Like, yeah. I would kind of put us, like, in that mix of it. You know, I'm just talking about the Bill Tom really.
I can't figure out what you just
I'm saying it's Bill and Tom and like we're part of the others. Like I wouldn't say it, for us as the players, we were coached by Bill. He obviously coached us to make the right decisions, to do your job, all that other stuff. So we're part of that.
So you give way more credit to Bill than Ted Johnson would.
Yeah, that's why I said I give Bill about, you know.
Okay.
40% that we had a great quarterback, or at least the second part of it, because Tom was great when I played with him, but he wasn't the Tom that we saw in the second part of the dynasty.
5-13 before he was brought into action.
What's next?
Well, Greg, you love pizza, right?
Yes.
I think the entire show
haven't had it for
pizza.
The entire month of January.
All right, flex.
Gonna need to make some kind of a bar pizza pilgrimage. Maybe this weekend because it's February. Maybe make my way to Town Spa with Bobes and Glash this weekend.
Good choice.
We went there Sunday.
Town Spa?
Awesome.
It's the best.
So good.
So good. Did an IKEA Town Spa rendezvous.
Oh, the best.
And it was unbelievably good.
So there's one other guy who really, really likes pizza, and that would be former New England Patriots coordinator, both offensive and defensive, Matt Patricia. Here he was on Julian Edelman's podcast, not enough of those, Curtis. What is it, Games with Names? Talking about Patriots Pizza Fridays.
So we had tradition in the defensive room for Pizza Friday.
Pizza Friday.
Pizza Friday was a big thing. That was a big Dante thing when I was on offense. And the idea with Pizza Friday was this. It wasn't about the pizza. It was about the mentality, right? So when you were in school, you had pizza on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Friday's going to be a good day. It was the only meal
pizza
that was
party,
actually,
you're
was
always
actually,
excited.
The only good meal, school meal that you actually buy and eat, yeah. Pizza Friday. But the idea for us was, and again, this is back in the day before it got crazy. Like, it got crazy in New England, but literally, because I had to do the practice schedules, I remember people were amazed. I figured out how to pace, like, it was Domino's and KFC. Like, that's what we had. It was Domino's and KFC. And I paced them on the practice schedules. I'm like, oh, it's Pizza Friday. Thank God. All right, the work week, we're coming to the end.
Yeah.
It's all positive. Let's not be yelling and screaming today. Yeah. Let's go out, have a good practice.
Good mental day.
Let's feel good.
Let's be able to sleep
let's
on
have
Saturday.
A good mental day. Scar, if you remember, he'd be like, don't ruin Pizza Friday. Don't make, because Scar had the other side that could come out real quick. And he'd be like, don't ruin Pizza Friday. I'm not yelling today.
Pizza Friday, I'm in favor of it.
Yeah.
If you do it in the workplace or it's always a good go-to meal on Friday nights when everybody's worked all week. You don't want to cook.
Everywhere I've been, it was a Friday fun day. It was like food was brought in. Minnesota, they used to bring, there was this really good Chinese restaurant and they used to bring in Chinese food after practice. So yeah, it's always Friday, you knew. Hey, we're getting something after practice.
Yeah, I used to love when I was at Rivers, we would go to TGI Fridays for Buffet Friday. That was my...
Chinese, kid!
Matt Patricia looks on that podcast like he has lost a Toyota.
Yeah.
Looks right. like he lost a couple hundred pounds.
I didn't even realize who it was. Yeah. I watched a decent amount of it, and then all of a sudden it hit me. He is half his body weight.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Ozempic. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, we don't know that.
What?
We don't know that he was...
That's what everybody...
We don't know that.
Every person who's... What do you mean? Every
no,
person
we don't know that.
Okay. Well,
Ozempic just got cleared for more usage. For like kidney problems moving forward, they're using it to help people. So,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with it either.
All you Ozempic haters, it's helping people.
If it's a little bit of a way to kickstart the engine, you might as
well. That's not even kickstarting for him, though. He is thin.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Probably just cut out the sweets. Not Ozempic.
But it's hard for people to do that.
Just cut out the sweets.
Well, when you don't have to coach in the NFL anymore, you're not on like the Charlie Weiss diet.
I don't know if you've noticed, Greg, but food can be addicting.
Yeah.
Like, look at that photo of him.
So
he looks great. He really
like
does.
Any type, anything that is addictive, sometimes you need a little bit of, you know, some form of a medicine or medication to help you.
When I first saw it, I said, which one's Edelman?
I control the food demons.
Very difficult to control the fool demon on your own.
The fool demon.
So on your own. So you need some help every now and then.
All right. That is They Said It. And we're going to get to Courtney in today's news next, including, unfortunately, the rational exploding toilet fear that a man in Pennsylvania suffered. So we will get to all of the news next.